why you're here and what's your room. Okay, can I get your name first?
My name is Anthony Morgan, and I'm a student at McGill University Faculty of Law. And why I'm here, there's a number of reasons why I'm here. And I'd say, like, the first is wanting a demilitarization of aid. Right? I think there needs to be more priority put on having doctors, not soldiers, medicine, not guns in the country. Right? I think it's been disproportionate, the amount of troops that have been put on the ground. Certainly, a degree of security needs to be set in the country. However, denying planes because there's military men on the ground, it doesn't accord with me. Or with the Haitian people, like speaking with the people, they don't understand what's going on. Aside from that, just respecting the sovereignty of Haiti, that's been compromised right from day one by foreign powers and how Haiti has been treated. And I think right now we have a reconstruction conference and we have foreign powers discussing what's going to be the direction of the country, and I think much more participation, they need to facilitate more participation of Haitian people, the diaspora, the masses, not just the wealthy elite, right? People who will actually feel the effects directly of the decisions that are going to be made in terms of job creation. What kind of jobs? Who's going to be coming? Where are these companies coming from? Where do they originate from? And whose interests are being looked out for ultimately? Thirdly, I think it's very important that the Canadian government start to look into loosening its restrictions on immigration, allowing Haitian families here and elsewhere. Well, the Canadian government moving forward in terms of its interest in, like, it has a great image of looking out for people, right? Like it's one of the safer nations, as people say. It's like a great humanitarian champion, right? But I think much more needs to be done in terms of allowing Haitians to bring their family members here, loosening restrictions. And it was done with the tsunami that happened just a few years ago, right? And I don't see any reason why it can't be done again. Like the amount of devastation that the country's faced is, like, one could argue that it's absolutely unprecedented, like the mass devastation. We have such a strong concentration of people in and around the capital, right? And that's, like, right around the direct hit of the earthquake. It's like everything is shut down. Like, can you imagine, all of the financial district just crumbling, right? And there's only us who are standing here, pretty much, who are well enough to engage in our regular lives as such, right? And I also think if they're going to be talking about reconstruction, I think these foreign powers need to seriously own up to their responsibility in the underdevelopment of Haiti, right? The embargoes that have been laid on Haiti for years, also just the debt that Haiti had to pay for liberating itself. It was absolutely unheard of in 1820 and 1825 when they were forced by France to pay 150 million gold francs, right? They didn't end up paying that off until 1947. And at the UN conference on racism in 2001, it was estimated that it was $21 billion in 21. That was the equivalent of the money at that time. How can you, in terms of having to pay that off over the years, Haiti was paying out approximately 90% of its budget. You can't ask any person, any home to run itself, giving away 90% of its funds to other people. Like, it's just unfathomable. So I think it's critically important that they discuss canceling absolutely all debt of the country, and having all the aid that's been given, it be grants and absolutely no more loans for the country. Those are my principal concerns.
How do you feel about the quickening of adoption of Haitian children out of the country as the response to requests for looser immigration?
I think we definitely need to exercise caution, right? Because I still have friends who are getting calls now who are just learning that family members are still alive, right? Say they had children, their children have already been scooped up or already in the process of being adopted. I think more effort needs to be done to, it's a hard thing to do, but you can seriously damage a child, or just like that, every parent has a right to be with their child, right? And so I think we need to exercise much more caution instead of just swooping these kids up, because that's going to be the future of the country. If you start taking away that future production of the country, who's going to run Haiti, right? I've got a couple of friends, because of the history of Haiti, who have been adopted, right? And they definitely have that longing to be back in the country, but more than ever, in speaking with them, they do have questions about how I got taken away, and there's a part of me that's been ripped away that I can never never regain. You can't replace that. Your tongue, your history, your knowledge, your understanding, your culture, all those things, right? So I think people, if you're going to adopt, and I'll tell you the truth, I haven't decided whether or not that's a good idea, bad idea, if child doesn't have their parents, right? We need to be looking at what we can do to ensure that these kids are well taken care of, right? But I don't know, ultimately we want to make sure that these parents are not separated from their kids, and people consider the fact that I could be ripping a child away from their very alive parent. But the telecommunication situation even before the earthquake was not the greatest in Haiti, right? And now with the earthquake, there's only so much you can do to get in contact with people. And so people are operating, I think, a bit too much in haste. Right, and they need to, if you're gonna go through that process, think critically about how you would feel if I should decide to rip away your child, if something should happen to you and I couldn't find you, and instead of looking for you, I just said, your child's here. And I may be well-meaning, that's not the issue, it's not about your intention, but it's the actual effect on that child and removing them from what they understand to be reality.
Last thing I wanna ask is, what's your opinion of Canada's, the role that Canada has played in Haiti, and how does that influence or inform your concerns about the reconstruction conference day being held in Montreal?
Well, I think the Canada's record in Haiti is deplorable, right? Right from the coup, the plan was hatched to remove Aristide in 2004 in Ottawa, right? And in terms of securing the land strip to get Aristide out of the country, there's 550 Canadian U.S. soldiers who secured that landing strip. And so Canada, they have, again, this image, right, of being able to help people and whatever else, being the peacemakers. But in this situation, they've exercised force in a way that is just not, it is not consistent with what Canadians, I feel Canadians have always understood themselves to be, but not enough people are doing the research and finding out what has actually gone on. And right now we have a lot of Canadian mining companies in the north of Haiti, and they have their interests that are being protected. And right, and like, we have to be asking ourselves how much of their earnings are going to Haitian people, right? Like, what are the structures? What are their wages, right? How are the people being ultimately protected to ensure that Haitian people are leading the development of their country, right, in a way that suits their interests and not foreign capital interests. So yeah, but back to the question again of Canada, I think it's been terrible, and this offers an awesome opportunity for Canada to say, you know what, we've done wrong, right? And I think that's where it always has to start, right? An open acknowledgement of the fact that they haven't been a friend, quote unquote, of Haiti always, but now is an opportunity to prove themselves in partnership, solidarity with Haitian people, the Haitian community that is so strong. And wanting to see a positive redevelopment now in the wake of this terrible tragedy.